Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah, your focus network, your biggest cheerleader. So I want to thank you guys for joining us for our annual show, What Are You Thankful For? And I tell y'all, God is so faithful because when he originally gave us the show, gave me the show to do, it's been about 5 years now, it was like I kept asking, because I was going to do a replay that week, and I kept asking God, what can I do to, what can I play? What can we do for the replay? And God kept saying, what are you thankful for? And I'm like, well, Lord, I'm thankful for everything, but what are you saying? And so to make a long story short, I was back and forth with him all that week. And then the day of, I said, okay, Lord, the show is tonight. What are we doing? And he said, what are you thankful for? And I'm like, and what are you saying, Lord? And he said, you're going to do a show called What Are You Thankful For? And your guests are going to be your listeners or the people that are chiming in and tuning in. And at that time, I was doing interviews. So it was like all the people that would just cut us on regularly, then anybody could come and share what they're thankful for. Because even though the holidays are a time of celebration, for those who have lost loved ones, they've lost spouses, they've lost parents, this may be a tough time for them. So with that said, this time is perfect timing for being able to help them through this time. Just share what you're thankful for. So let me thank our sponsors real quickly. I want to thank our sponsors. I want y'all to hear. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. For those of you who are here, I see you all in our online radio land as well as the Facebook Live, the ones that are chiming in on the chat. But I want to thank our sponsors. I want y'all to hit that share button while I'm thanking our sponsors, because we're going to jump on right on in being thankful and sharing, because I'm telling you, you don't know what you're going to do to help someone else that is either having a hard time right now or it may shut down some darkness that is trying to cover them at this time. So I want to thank, again, hit that share button while we're thanking our sponsors. Let the Brown team, Bernard and Cornelia, help you with all of your real estate needs, whether it's buying, selling. They have over 30 years of combined experience in real estate, so they can take great care of you. Call them at 404-843-2500. Again, that's 404-843-2500. The Brown team will take great care of you. Then Cornelia Bond is also a business coach. She is an awesome, awesome business coach, and she can help you with your startup, and you can give her a call for your business coaching needs at 404-786-0873. Now, ladies, if you are a small business owner, you have a service or a product, you need to connect with mombizboss.org. You don't have to be a mother. Just join. And multiple operational managers is what it stands for. And so mombizboss connects women that are doing their businesses. You may be able to offer your services. Hey, everybody, your services to people who are already in the network. They may need your services and vice versa. So join mombizboss.org, mombizboss.org. Then if you hadn't gotten your copy of This Is Me EP, y'all got to go get it. Deidre Norvett is the soloist of that. Bless the blessing, I tell y'all. This Is Me EP. That's our resident, our local, I love our vocalist of On Fire to Inspire, our singer voice that y'all hear on the intro and outro each week. Thank you to Dance with Mina, Mondays and Thursdays. We had to take a sabbatical this week, y'all, but we'll be back as soon as we get scheduling together. Dance with Mina, Mondays and Thursdays, generally at 6 p.m. Check out Dance with Mina on Facebook, and you'll be able to see once everything gets started back up. And if you have not gotten your books, y'all, y'all know Christmas is coming up. You can get your children's book, a learning book just for me, my bilingual sing-along, my bilingual learning book. Teaches in English and Spanish. It's called Learning Book Just For Me. You can get it on Amazon and all your digital outlets. Also, ladies, if you need some beautiful accessories or purses, go out to Instagram and type in Ultimately Unique, the letter U, Ultimately Unique U, and they'll take great care of you and get you some beautiful, beautiful pieces. So we're jumping right on in, y'all, and sharing what we are thankful for. So for those of you who are shy or don't want to be seen on the camera, you can actually join in on the link, but you do not have to, you don't have to be seen. You can actually turn the camera off and we can hear, you know, what you're saying without seeing you. So that is an option. We really, really would love to hear from you. We do have some people in online radio land that was not able to be seen. So we're going to hear from them first. Cornelia, we're going to have you first. Go ahead and press 1 so I can bring you live. And we will be able to hear from you. What are you thankful for, beautiful lady? Y'all, when I tell y'all, this lady is a walking angel. She is such a blessing. Cornelia, can you hear me? And y'all, for those of you who are interested, I just clicked on the link where y'all can actually come in and chat with me.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear. Great evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you for allowing me to share what I'm thankful for. And first of all, I would like to begin with this, that I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the beautiful woman of God that you are. I'm thankful how you are pouring yourself into people and allowing us to glean from your amazing wisdom. So first and foremost, I am so thankful that God has created you and allowed my life to intersect with yours and join hands and move forward together to make a difference in this world. And you said, you know, say something for about 2 minutes. I went to John Maxwell today. I'm doing a lot of readings right now on servant leadership. And he talked about grateful people live on purpose. And in this season, in 2020, so many people think this is the year of confusion. But really, it is the year of revelation, because your character reveals when things are shattering all around you. We have lost our amazing mom this year. She was the only mother I knew when I was 17 years old came to the United States. We've lost several team members to COVID. It has been one tragedy after the other. However, we were allowed to live our life together with them for the time that we were given. See, tomorrow is not promised, and this year of revelation reminds us to take every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, everything, to take it seriously and give love. So grateful people live on purpose, he says. Many people spend their lives climbing the ladder only to reach the top and realize the ladder is leaning against the wrong building. Knowing your purpose and purposely on purpose walking in that godly purpose empowers us all to find meaning in life, even during this terrifying season. But you know what? We need to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are, and we together will make it. And finally, as we are living this purposeful life, it allows us to be disciplined in all our actions, even though it is so tough right now. Last but not least, we are here in this earth not just for us. We are here to bring love, empowerment, and enlightenment to everyone around us. And we need to make sure we give each other our flowers while we are here physically in this earth. Again, this is Cornelia Brown, and I love you dearly. And I thank you so much, beautiful woman of God, and hope all of you have the most incredible thanks and giving, meaning we are so thankful that we get to give more and more into God's kingdom. Back to you.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us. I'll tell you, so awesome. Yeah, it's something when God connects you to people and they, you know, just touch your heart. I don't care how large of a place, but it's like it can be a moment that you had with that person, but you'll never forget them. And that's the type of person that Cornelia is. It's like the Lord connected us through a play about a year and a half ago, and ever since then, and I tell you, she has supported this ministry. She supported everything. I mean, I love, love, love you. I love your heart. And thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. Now, who's next? Who wants to share? You come on the screen with me if you want to. Click on that link. If y'all can see the link, I'm actually doing this by phone tonight. Long story, but, you know, God is faithful, and his work will not stop. So that's when you know that it's going to be a powerful show because you have everything coming against you. When I tell you one of the computers out of three wouldn't come up, and then that signal, I'm in the country, y'all. I told y'all I'm in the country. So I never do a show from the country, but tonight I had to. So God is faithful, but I'm trying to see who's next. Who wants to share next? If you're in online radio land and you dialed in, compress one, and I can bring you live. If you want to come on the screen, I'm almost sure I had typed in. Let me see. I think I typed in, y'all. I typed in the link. Do y'all see the link where you can actually click and come on the screen? But, again, you don't have to be seen. You can turn your camera off. You can turn your camera off if you don't want to be seen. Wait a minute. I think. Hold on, y'all. Like I said, I'm doing this from a different medium tonight. So, y'all, bear with me. I'll click the invite again. All right, who wants to come on? I've gotten some great comments on here. Don't see the link. Okay. All right. Here we go. Where's the paste option? Hold on, y'all. I see the copy, but I don't see the paste. So y'all can't see that. Y'all can't see that link that I just put on there. Hold on, y'all. We're going to figure this out. We are going to figure this out. Thank y'all for all those of you who are responding in the chat. I haven't figured out exactly how to respond back to y'all tonight. Okay, so y'all can't see that link. All right, so bear with me, y'all. I apologize. But y'all keep typing in the chat while I figure this out. what are you thankful for? Because y'all already know the devil is a bold-faced liar. We are not going to let him get the victory on this thing. If you're in our online land and you want to share, press 1. Oh, I do have someone that just pressed 1. What is, did you turn it off? Let me see. I have a person that just pressed 1. Can you hear me? In online land? Online radio land, you want to share? Can you hear me?
Hi. Aaliyah?
Hi. How are you? Yes. How are you? That sounds like you. Is that you?
Yes. It's me and Mama.
Okay, that's all I got to do. Hey, Mama and Mia.
Hey.
So y'all want to share with y'all things before tonight?
Okay.
Go, Mom. Oh, I am thankful. I'm thankful that you are able to put on the program, you know, for other people to hear the thank yous of other people. You got to get it. Everything. He really is a wonderful God. And I thank you for waking me up this morning, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day we should, when we wake up, we should say, thank you, Lord, for this day. It's a brand new day that I hadn't seen before, and I'm grateful to be in it. And I thank him so much for my children and my grandchildren, my great-grand. God is really blessing every man that believes in him. And trust him, he will not fail you. He's there at all time. I'm grateful to have a friend and a savior and a, like him. Nobody can do you like Jesus, because God is there with for you. All you got to do is open up your eyes and your heart and let him know that you are willing to be one of his chosen people. I thank God for touching my heart and giving me the mind and the be wanting to say thank you. For the body that makes that moves around, and many can't, but my body is, this is my last year in my 70s, but it's still moving on, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the food and for my home. I am so grateful for everything, because he's been good to me. He carried me, Lord, for 79 years, and I'm sure he's going to continue until it's time for me to come home. And I am grateful to put Leah, for you in our lives. You know, he put people in your life that you can't, you have to love them because they're just lovable. And I'm grateful to have you a part of our family. Love you so much. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you so much, Mama Buzz. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love y'all. And thank y'all so much for joining us and sharing tonight. I tell y'all, when I tell you this, how God placed me in their path, I was a student at Divine. And I was a work-study student, and God placed them in my life, and they became my family away from home. This is how connected, how long they've been connected to me. I've been with them since I was like 18 or 19 years old, and I'm now 46 years old. So God is faithful. And I thank y'all for loving me. I thank y'all for making me a part of the family and keeping me involved and keeping me informed the whole time I was in Georgia. And even with me coming back, y'all stay in touch and support me, and I thank God for you.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Amen. Yes, you're my little sister, and I love you very much. And, you know, I'm just thanking God. I'm just thanking God for how great he is. And, you know, one of the scriptures in Psalms 104:5, say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good. You know, and I think about that. Every day we should be entering into God's presence with thanksgiving. Every day of our lives, because we got to be thankful for everything, things that people don't even think we should be thankful for. You know, we should be thankful for laughter. You know, everybody can't laugh. But thank God he put the spirit of laughter in us and gave us situations where we can laugh and have fun memories with our families and loved ones. You know, we should be thankful right now for the technology, because right now everything is dependent on this technology, this world, because of the pandemic. You know, just social media, just church, period, just the worship. We, in order to enter to worship on our church services, using technology. So we need to be thanking God for that. You know, I've been thanking God for the ability to learn, the ability to teach, the having wisdom, you know, for his safety, for saving us. Everything, I mean, the air we breathe, it's nothing that we shouldn't be thankful of. We should even be thankful for the pain, because you know what?
without the pain, you would never experience joy. Because you can know you're joyful when you don't have pain. You know, we'll be thankful for everything. Because God, He is so awesome. You have to thank God for good health, even if your health's not the greatest. It's somebody else out there health worse than yours. So you just said, thank you, God, for the good health. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So He is an awesome God and a mighty God. And I'm just grateful and thankful for Him. I'm thankful for my family and my memories of my family that's passed and gone. And we have had a lot of loss within this last 2 years. But my God, He is awesome. He has comforted us and, you know, gave us great memories of those loved ones. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And thank you, Aaliyah, for calling us and giving us the opportunity to tell others what we're thankful for.
Amen. Well, thank y'all again for sharing tonight. And we give God praise for each both of you and the whole family. Thank God for you. I tell you, this has been last year and this year has been some years as far as loss in the family, of the family, but we thank God for the circle that's still together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all again. God bless you.
Bless you.
All right, y'all. Bless you. So, y'all, I had to type in the link from the computer. God always has a ram in the bush, right, y'all? So I had to type it in on the computer screen. So from the computer side. So the link, you should be able to click on it now. If you want to come on the screen with me, you can share. I'm thankful that God has held my loved ones and me during this pandemic, despite many family members and friends who succumbed to COVID-19, I still have a lot to be thankful for. Amen, amen, Mother Teresa. You are so right. So much to be thankful for. You know, many have lost many, many loved ones, but it's so much to be thankful for. We're still here. And as long as, y'all know I say this all the time, and I'm not going to stop saying it, but as long as there is breath in my body, there is purpose to fulfill, and there is a thanks on my heart, there's a gratitude in my heart, just continue to bless God and give Him praise. Amen. King of blessings to you, prophetess. But God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. And so, you know, it is time for us to just understand that we have to see beyond what we see, because it's all about giving Him praise and being thankful, not for what He's done or what He's doing, but just for being God and for what He's done and what He's doing, right? Thank you for the now. Thank you for what you've done, but thank you for the now, because I still am here. I am still proclaiming your glory. I am still here. Anybody going to share with me tonight and come on the screen? Y'all going to be shy. Now, I typed in a link, y'all, because it wasn't cooperating with me doing it from the phone. But I typed it in, and it is on there, right under Minister Coulter's link. It's not the one with the M. It's the one with the C, with the C-G-N. It won't let me copy and paste on the phone. But click on that link. This is StreamYard with the C-G-N. Yes. But what are you thankful for? Because I'm telling y'all, when God gave me this topic 5 years ago to do every year around Thanksgiving, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That's why that became a song. It is. And one of the things that I was sharing with one of my friends, we were talking, and I said, you know, it's not about being thankful for Thanksgiving, but to be thankful each and every day, waking up with a thanksgiving on your lips and being grateful and saying, God, I thank you. Thank you for waking me up, because you didn't have to, but you did. You know, it's that simple. So many people, they take that for granted. We go and we thank God, okay, the car won't crank up. Okay, we get the phone, that's going to happen. But what about waking up? Tomorrow is my promise. So I thank God each and every morning when He opened my eyes. God, I thank you. I bless you. I honor you for giving me life, giving me breath, you know, for keeping me safe, keeping my child safe, keeping my family safe. Yes, God. Anybody else want to share? I don't know if it's not letting y'all click on the link or y'all being shy tonight. But this is not a night to be shy. We need to hear what you're thankful for, because God is awesome. God is amazing. And, you know, the glory of God is just so beautiful to where I love to share stories with y'all, because, you know, it's when you're when you're able to be free, to be you, to help somebody else get free, right? But when you have such a love for the Father, not saying you're perfect, but when you have such a love for the Father, it kind of like emanates and it radiates within who you are. I was in Walmart yesterday, and I was looking at lotion, and this man just started talking to me, and he was telling me about his relationship with his son, and the man is old enough to be my father himself. And he was like, well, he said, did you see the young man that I was talking to? And I was like, no, I didn't see him, but I overheard your conversation. I heard you all saying you love each other at the end. And that blessed me because men don't do that. Women are doing it in a minute, but men don't do that too quickly. And so I said, that blessed me. And so he said, well, and he, you know, went into the story and everything. But he said, I was drawn to you because there was something about you that I had to share this. And I said, oh, it's the love of the Father, honey. I love my daddy. I said, and it's those kindred spirits, those light spirits. And so, you know, you love God. People who love him are just drawn to you, and they just start sharing, you know. But I just reshared the link. Can y'all see it? Because it won't let me do it from here, so I had to go to Plan B. Like I said, I thank God for the realm of the bush. Can you see it, Minister Carter? Let's see here. But if you want to share and you're in radio land, type press 1 and I can bring you on live with us. For those of you who are on Facebook Live, you can actually click on, it didn't post it a second time. Hold on, y'all. Let me try it again. Okay, yeah, I can see it. Okay, cool. What was I saying? Yeah, I know that I had a brain blur. but we just give God thanks for each and everything. Okay. Hey, Sister Deidre. Good evening, y'all. That's our songbird, Deidre Norvette. That's the one I always tell y'all to go get her EP, This Is Me. Y'all, I tell you. God connected us, and when she did that that song, it was rewritten by Radiology, and she did the singing. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, my goodness. Y'all are just, I was literally in tears because God will just be a blessing to you. He just will bless you. He will love on you through things that just the small things. He just show you his love even in the small things. It doesn't have to be big. So y'all share with me, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? Because somebody else needs to hear this. It's not just for me, but it's for the person that's going to either be reading this later, if they're coming back for the replay or they're hearing it, they're coming back. They need to hear what you're thankful for. Like I said, I'm thankful that, you know, when COVID was when they said COVID was an issue or whatever, I said, and I stood on the scripture of God, I thank you that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come nigh my dwelling place. And so I thank God because I actually stayed with a friend of mine whose husband got diagnosed positive for COVID. Let me see, I stayed with them on a Thursday when my daughter went to school. We were getting her ready for college. I stayed with them for a Thursday and a Friday. And they called me that Monday and said he was positive for COVID. Then she called me some days later and said she was positive. But guess what? God is such a keeper. I was negative. I tested negative. And so I thank God they're both fine. They are both healed. They had underlying issues, but they're fine. God spared them, and they're fine. They're able to tell about it. But I was in the home with them for 2 days, and I wasn't really around them because I was busy getting my daughter moved into college. But God is a keeper, and if whatever you're proclaiming out of your mouth, you will see it manifest. I said it shall not come nigh my dwelling place, and I was talking about this temple that he has allowed me to be the steward of. God bless you. It was such an honor to be a part. Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you. Anybody else want to share? What are you thankful for? Tell us what you're thankful for tonight. God is faithful. I tell you, God is faithful. Hallelujah. Y'all don't have anything else to share? You've been too good not to. All right. Well, y'all know I don't hold on to it if y'all ain't going to share nothing else. So far we've gotten for health and strength, for family, for for just being alive in this hour, for being in your right mind, for just as Minister Mia, as Pastor Mia shared and from Psalms 100, you know, entering into his courts with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I mean, each and every day, that's how I wake up, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Each and every day, I thank him. I wake up with a praise. I wake up with a thankfulness and a heart of gratitude, because it's not about me just taking anything for granted. You see, when you look at life differently, when you have lost all of your close-knit loved ones, and, you know, you look at life differently, and you're thankful for each and everything, thankful for his new mercies, thankful for the hand of God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, this time last year, I was grateful and thankful that God had told me I had to come back to South Carolina to take care of my mom, and I'm grateful because I have no regrets. You know, she asked me months before she got sick. She was like, would you move back to South Carolina? I was like, move back. I'll visit. Move back. I don't know about that. But when God gives you an assignment to do, you'll do exactly what he says to do. And so about 2-3 months after that, she had a stroke, and I moved back to take care of her. And I thank God that I was obedient, because I did not know that I'd be taking care of her for the last 6 months of her life. So who knew that last Thanksgiving was going to be my last Thanksgiving with her? So I give God praise for being able and being obedient in doing so. But before she got out of rehab, and God had already told me to move back, and I didn't even tell her I was going to, but before she got out of rehab, God said, I've called you to this, how did he put it? It wasn't this territory. I called you to this. It might have been territory, but I know it was a spiritual meaning behind it. And so I was like, okay, region. That's what he said. He said, I've called you to this region. And so at that moment, I knew that it was more than just taking care of her, that he brought me here to South Carolina. So one of the things that he has not stopped was this assignment that he gave me this year. I was on StreamYard, but I guess you didn't see me. Oh, sis, I didn't see you. Let me see you again. Let me try it again. Yeah. This thing over here. Let me see. Oh, okay. I see somebody. Hold on, y'all. I didn't see y'all. This thing is different. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm so sorry, y'all. I wish I would have tapped in and said, y'all, I'm on here, because y'all, like I said, I'm. This is a totally different way that I'm connecting tonight. All right. So, what, Pastor Carlson, what you want to share with us tonight?
Just want to say, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Just want to say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Just giving him thanks just for the show tonight, because we have the opportunity to tell the Lord what we're thankful for. I know it's the podcast, and that's wonderful, and it's beautiful, but when we have the opportunity to tell the Lord, don't look at it as we're telling other people. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you just for your awesomeness, your mightiness, your power, your presence. And, you know, when we do that, and we can just go right into, no matter what our situations are, no matter what our situations have been, the Lord is mighty to be praised. And so tonight I just give him thanks for the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the highs, the lows. Just thank him for everything, because, you know, it could have always been another way. Mm-hmm. And so just thank him tonight. I'm like, Pastor Tamina, you know, just for safety, for health, for strength. I'm a nurse. I work in a hospital. So, you know, I know right now everyone is talking about COVID-19, but I thank the Lord. I'm like you tonight. I thank the Lord that no pestilence have come nigh my dwelling, nor the dwelling of my family. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just thanking the Lord on tonight that he has just been faithful. Mm-hmm. He's been faithful. I love Lamentations, and I'm paraphrasing. You know, it says his grace and his mercy are new every morning. And so, you know, I'm just thankful on tonight just for to be able to even celebrate another Thanksgiving, because it could have been that, you know, none of us didn't have to be here. But, you know, I thank the Lord that we are. We're here to fellowship, to push each other to encourage each other. I'm thankful for you on tonight, Purpose Midwife, amen, for pushing us, pushing everyone that's joining on the podcast. In some way, you touched our lives, you pushed us, you have encouraged us, even in the show. So I just want to say thank you. I want to tell the Lord first and foremost, thank you. I want to tell you thank you. I just want to say I'm thankful again just for it all, for waking up in the morning, for food on the table, clothes on our back, thanking the Lord that he's allowed us, he's spared us another time to be able to come together just to share. So all in that, you know, I don't know. I can't pinpoint any one thing that I'm thankful for. I'm just thankful for it all.
Yes.
So on tonight, you know, just looking at everyone chiming in, listening to the others that have shared, so we can all share the same sentiments on tonight, that, you know, we're able just to, again, to be able to even look, lift our eyes to just tell the Lord thank you. So it's just beautiful again on tonight. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share what we're thankful for, giving us the opportunity just to be able to, before we, I know some of us will be celebrating Thanksgiving in a different way, and that's okay. I'm just thankful that, again, that we're just even able to see it because many have not been able, are not able, and will not be able. So, you know, tonight I'm just telling the Lord, again, just thankful for it all. And prayerfully, we're just thankful with cheerful hearts, even though sometimes I know we may go through situations and situations may try to come at us. But, you know, I just want to continue to remain a cheerful giver and grateful for what the Lord has done. So thank you all tonight. Thank you, everyone, that's taking the time to even listen, just to say, you know what, have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. And just remember, just to take time before you bless your food, before you do any of that, just take time to look up and tell the Lord thank you first, because truly he is worthy of all of our praise.
Amen.
Well, God bless you all tonight. Thank you for allowing us to share.
Thank you so much for sharing. We bless God for you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Prophetess. I see you this time.
God bless everyone. God bless you. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Amen. I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for Kingdom Godly Connection, because God has really, really connected me and you in. And it's been a blessing. I think this is probably like my third year coming on Thankful Tuesday with you. But I thank God that I was able to come on another year. I was thankful that you're able to do this another year, that we can give God praise. And we don't only do it on this day, but, you know, throughout the year that we're able to connect and we're able to give God glory together and we're able to share dreams and visions and watch them come to pass. It's nothing like having godly connections. You know, they are so important. And I think sometimes people don't realize that that they are needed, you know. Like sometimes you might feel down and, you know, you'll send a message or I'll send a message or, you know, vice versa. Not only us, but just in the kingdom in general. So I thank God for godly connections. I thank God that, you know, we have other brothers and sisters in Christ that's not just our biological families, and that we can get strengthened, we can be encouraged, you know, because sometimes people don't even get that from their biological family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God will always send the next person, those, like I said, the kingdom connections. I'm also thankful for life as a whole. Because I've had so many points of life where, you know, the enemy said this was it, or the doctor said, you know, this was it, and God saved my life. So I thank God for God being a healer.
Mm-hmm.
I had plantar fasciitis in both of my feet for over 2 years. Around last Christmas, I was healed on my left foot, and just last week I was walking and realized that I did not have pain. And I actually needed to take the heel cup out of my shoe, because the heel cup was hurting my foot at the point. So I thank God for healing. I thank him that he is a healer, that I stood on his word. The doctors couldn't tell me what was going on. They just said it's plantar fasciitis. You know, I also have issues with my knees. I don't have cartilage in either of my knees. I have terrible swelling in the ankle area and the top of the foot area. That is still there, the cartilage, you know. But I thank God that I don't have the pain in the bottom of my feet because I never missed a beat, but I was in pain, like, every day. Everything to go to the bathroom, to work. You know, I stand up on my feet at work, and I thank God that my boss was just so kind-hearted to say, you know, when you need to take a break, sit down. You know, just get off of your feet. But I thank God for that because we didn't have to do that. I thank God that God kept me through this pandemic. We're not out of the pandemic yet, but when I had to go back to work, you know, I had to go back. I had to commute on a train, commute on a bus. You know, I live by Jewish people that don't cover up. You know, but thank God that He's keeping me COVID-free. Amen. He's keeping my body healed. I take my vitamins. I take, you know, all these precautions, mask up, and, you know, all kind of natural herbs. I drink every day. But I thank God that even going back to work, my hours were cut, so my paycheck was shortened. But I promise anybody that's listening to me, I have not missed anything. I have missed a bill. I have missed my house. I have missed money to get transportation. God has been a provider. And I tell you that literally my check was like, before the pandemic was really meeting me, and so I was like, wait a minute, my check going to be cut. But I had not missed one thing. God, it was like my check was never cut. I'm so serious. God has been a provider. So whatever God says He is to you, believe Him. Whatever you need God to be, God will be that and more. I promise you, I am a living testimony. I'm not just this year a living testimony. I've been a living testimony for my whole entire life, from the moment I've been born, because they said I should have died. Mm-hmm. But I'm still here.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm still here.
Thank you,
Lord. Over how many years later, I'm still here. So I just want to encourage somebody on today, when you think that you don't have nothing to be thankful for, stop and think again. Stop and think again. Because what, I don't know if you're looking for this big thing to be thankful for, but we got to be able to be thankful for the little thing. We got to be thankful for, I've been homeless. I'm not homeless. I'm thankful I have a roof over my head. Mm-hmm. I have heat in my house. I've been without a job. I'm thankful I have a job. I've been in pain. I've been in a hospital. I've been where the doctor said this is going to be the end. I'm still here. So the things that you might be thinking, oh, I don't have nothing to be thankful for, I promise you, if you take 5 minutes and stop and look at your life, you have a whole lot. A whole lot to be thankful for. And I can even encourage you to go a little step further. The fact that you still have to situation can change. So if you just change your mindset and you give God praise in the midst of what you're going through, I'm going to turn that thing around.
Praise, because He told us to do it 5 years ago, and we're coming up on our 6-year anniversary for the show in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank you again for sharing.
Yeah. Amen.
God bless you. Yeah, I tell you, God is so faithful. Thank you for every person that shared, whether you typed in the chat
or you came in on the phone, on the online radio show, they can actually hear your voice. Of course, they couldn't hear you. For those of you who came on the screen, Mr. Coulter and Prophetess Nicola, thank you so much. I appreciate you both. Thank you, Jesus, for Kingdom Connections. Yes, that's right. Got my sister up there in New York. You know, God is faithful, y'all. There's nothing like, as the old people say, you can't be God given. You can't be, you can't even plan anything that he, you know, the way he does it. Even for tonight, I knew that tonight was going to be a blessing to some people because of all of the things that were coming against me and coming at me. Like I said, I had to do the show at home. And y'all know I got the dinosaur internet down here in the country because you have no options. So with my new phone, thank God I'm able to get y'all some good signal out here. Oh, praise God. But still, the internet option for the computer is like, oh, goodness. But God is faithful because he allowed the ram in the bush. So y'all couldn't see the link on here, but I was able to get that part up on the computer. So God is faithful. So start praising God for each and everything. Each and everything. You wake up your eyes. Thank you. Wake up in the morning. Open your eyes. God, I thank you. You know, you see some stuff that just don't look right. You know what, God? You are still good. I still give you praise. Regardless of what this year is trying to come, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And as Mother Teresa said, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And I thank God today, every day, today, tomorrow, and forevermore, right? So I want y'all to get that place of thanksgiving and gratitude and humility for the one who created you each and every day. No, it may not look the way you want it to, but baby, it don't look the way it could be without him. So anybody else want to share? Anybody else want to share? The link is up there. If you want to come on the screen, you can cut your camera off. If you're in online radio land, press 1 and I can bring you on to share. If you have anything you want to share with us, press 1 if you're in online radio land. All right, y'all. So tonight is our annual What Are You Thankful For show, and I thank y'all so much for joining us tonight and sharing. Those who share it via chat, however you share, God is faithful. And I just want to remind you that this year looks a lot differently for many of us for Thanksgiving. But understand that you have so much to be grateful for. You might not be eating the turkey and all the dresses and all the stuff and have all the family because of, you know, of the safety issues, because you may have family members with underlying health issues. But guess what? You can use technology to your advantage. You can do exactly what we're doing, and you can FaceTime them. You can duo them. You can do Zoom. Whatever it is you need to do. You can go to Facebook video, and you can video and chat with your family and eat where you are and let them eat where they are, and y'all have dinner together. Get creative. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy because God has been too good for you to allow that. So, y'all, I thank y'all again for joining me tonight. For those of you who are going to be out shopping this weekend, y'all be safe. If you're going to be doing online shopping, remember your local people that have businesses. I'm going to be probably doing a share tomorrow for you all to be sharing your links because you do have local businesses and people with part-time that do their business part-time that you want to, you know, connect and support. And then I have other links that if you're going to be sharing online, go save you some money while you're going to be buying online out there, right? Y'all know it's all about that. So I love you guys. Again, thank you for sharing. We have so much to be thankful for. God is faithful. God is good. He's awesome and amazing. Love you guys. I'll talk to y'all same time, same place next week on Little Friday Inspire. I am Olivia, your purpose midwife. Love you.